Have you ever spilled the tea when you shouldn't have? If you think I'm talking about a literal glass of tea, then you probably don't have a teenager in your home. Spill the tea is a phrase that basically means, tell us what you know. What's the word? What's the news? Or gossip of the day? What information do you have that I need? I'll pick up my oldest from school and ask her to spill it. Spill the tea. How was the day? What's the news? Was there drama? I want to know these things. And of course, every 14-year-old wants to spill the tea to their mom, right? No matter what you call it, when we have information, whether we know it is fact or not, it can be really difficult to not spill it to the world. This has been a recent topic of conversation at our dinner table as we encourage our girls to not add to the drama of the day. We want them to be wise with their words and what they speak or pass along to others. We desperately need the Spirit to guide us with having wisdom in what we spill and what we keep in the glass. Ephesians 4:29 is a great reminder to us. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for the building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. There's a lot of corrupt talk going on around us. Thankfully, the Bible is full of truth to guide us with how we speak, how we love, and the power of our words. Sometimes we may be entrusted with information that could be so tempting to spill, but there are times we are called to be silent. I was reminded of the prostitute Rahab, who lived on the city walls of Jericho. She had some pretty significant information she could have spilled, but she didn't, and God used her greatly. As a result of her wisdom, obedience to God, and her faith, she is saved, and even in the genealogy of Jesus. We read about her in Joshua chapter 2. God had called Joshua to possess the land he had promised them. Joshua sent spies to check things out in Jericho. While in the city, they are hidden by Rahab on her roof. The king of Jericho basically asks her to spill the tea. What do you know about these spies? Are they here? Where are they going? Rahab was very careful and intentional with what she shared. She had heard of the great things God had done. By faith, she chose in this moment to protect God's people from the king. And in return, she and her family were protected when the Israelites came into Jericho. A scarlet cord hung from her window over the wall. Because of this sign, her home and her family were saved. What information we share and who we choose to share it with requires wisdom. Rahab was very new to her faith in God, but she still recognized God was the true God in heaven, above and on the earth below. A great truth we have on our fridge at home about what to share and when is this, Proverbs 2:11. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Let's think before we speak. Pray and ask God to give you wisdom and understanding when it comes to what you share and who you share it with. Discretion and faith protected Rahab. It can do the same thing for you. That's the truth. Go share more words that are sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. That's what we all need. I'm Lori Klein.